Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Coffee production to be introduced to schools island-wide. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Soyes. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
If I cancel them, you off. Make sure you go get them tag. That is how we are go trace them. Identify them. Tag it and trace it.
Do you know where the beef that you're eating came from? NATES is the National Animal Identification and Traceability System. The NATES tagging project will help protect our food and support our farmers.
Tag it and trace it. Tag it and trace it.
A message from the Agricultural Competitiveness Program of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries.
Cabinet is considering the creation of a coffee academy to begin production within schools at the primary to the tertiary level. The principles and production of cultivating coffee will be incorporated in the curriculum through the use of textbooks and other resource materials.
What you see in terms of a textbook is that we take textbooks that are written from other global perspective, although you need to do that, but equally in developing content, how you use what is really authentic Jamaican as part of your core curriculum. So you not only are you exposing our people to this product, but they can understand business from the fact that you can relate to a Jamaican product. So when people are talking about writing textbook and teaching learning material, we're talking about how you use coffee as a very globally branded, very distinguished Jamaican product and embed that into the curriculum.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Will Reid. This recommendation came out of a recent visit to Japan by a four-member delegation at the invitation of the Association for Promotion of International Cooperation.
There are several coffee academies in Japan, and we are also looking at setting up at least one of those academies so we can understand the nature and the full business of coffee that we can replicate in other industries.
The recommendation was one of several highlighted for implementation following discussion on areas of cooperation.
Coffee is a very big business in Japan, and Blue Mountain Coffee, extremely popular.
The cooperation on coffee production is also expected to facilitate cross-cultural exchanges and opportunities for Jamaicans to study in Japan. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. No content to enfronta man with nine toe. Translation: don't count your toes in the presence of a man that has nine toes. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Yo, I can't understand certain people, you
know. How am I now doing?
Look, panda, you they were just step out on the road from behind the bus. Suppose my vehicle did not come. Not dead, him would have dead.
But the driver them for look out for people like him on the road still, you know?
Yeah, but you have to take charge of your own safety. You can't just walk out on the road, sir.
Pedestrians, take charge of your own safety on the road. Use the 6 steps safe crossing method. Think first. Find a safe place to cross. Stop and wait until it is safe. Look right, look left, look right again. Then walk when it is safe. And finally, get across alive. Remember, road safety begins with you.
Real estate professionals, starting licensing period 2018-2019, all real estate dealers and salesmen will be required to do 20 hours of continuing professional development courses every 2 years, which includes 12 hours of elective courses and 8 hours of compulsory courses. Courses will be provided by the Real Estate Board or a body approved by the board. For more information, visit Real Estate Board's website or call us at 926-9748-9.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, be sensitive to other people's weaknesses and act with discretion. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Soyes with Studio Engineer Andre Soyes, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.